Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory H-out, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
A left to the nose, a right to the jaw. Would you care to predict Joe Frazier in four?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the KBO Radio Network. We're trying to do a live broadcast on Ustream right now on Facebook.com. So I welcome you all to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 26 years. Well, guess what? Today, I bring you the Ghost. If you can see through the Facebook broadcast here, I am wearing the Ghost t-shirt. I'm talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero. August 27th, he'll take on Marcos Medina. Of course, the wrecker, the human wrecking ball at 140 pounds that he is. And, of course, he'll be taking on Robert Guerrero August 27th at the San Jose Arena, the HP Pavilion, the Shark Tank. Call it what you want, but HBO Boxing After Dark will be covering that broadcast. And, of course, the Ghost, one of our favorite fighters, one of the fighters we followed from the crib. I mean, from the crib, folks, from his amateur days all the way to three world titles. So we're looking forward to talking with the Ghost today about 35 minutes past the hour. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, live all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the United and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Want to send me an email? Ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk at yahoo.com.
Down to the nightclub, you can get what you want if you know how to lie. To the nightclub, we be slick, 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 and all the people be bumping.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
The Mighty Tower of Power. They'll be in town next week, August 21st, in Oakland, California. Check out the Tower of Power website. Of course, Tower of Power, the house band. And I want to mention this, that this month's Tower of Power, I dedicated two songs to Emilio Castillo, the band leader. Of course, the man who's been on the show many times in the past. And at the same time, dedicated the song to Yvonne Kupka, and she is the wife of Stephen Kupka. Of course, he's the co-founder, the funky doctor of Tower of Power, and Lisa, and as well as Robin and Giselle Ortiz. And the reason why I bring up Robin and Giselle Ortiz is that Giselle Ortiz was shot to death 2 weeks ago in Oakland, California, celebrating her 26th birthday. We had her funeral yesterday, her rosary the night before, and the rosary went well. She got three standing ovations, rounds of applause. She was a nice lady, a good mother, and we will miss her dearly. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Lots of things to talk about. Of course, the Bantamweight Tournament coming up tonight on Showtime, and we'll get with Kevin Perry in just a minute. But the bottom line is, you know, there's been a lot of things happening in the world of boxing. In fact, Professor Chuck Marby talked this week about the Ali Frazier trilogy, and he went in depth on that. And, of course, we talked about the Joe Louis saga. You can run, but you can't hide. And then we also went into the fact that, you know, Joe Louis might have been a bit of an Uncle Tom. And the reason why I say that is that, you know, Joe was going into hotels and casinos in restaurants where whites weren't, where blacks weren't allowed. There were signs on the door that said whites only. And yet Joe Louis would go in these places. And Joe Louis used lavatories or toilets that said whites only. I mean, black people couldn't go into these places. So I asked the question, is it was Joe Louis and Uncle Tom, could he have advanced racial progress for the black people 20 years earlier? Of course, when he knocked out Max Schmeling, and Hitler turned off the broadcast, he knocked out Max Schmeling in their second fight. Of course, Schmeling winning a knockout the first time over an unprepared and underprepared Joe Louis. A couple of years later, Joe comes back and fights him at the beginning, just about before the beginning of World War II. And, of course, he knocks out Max Schmeling in one round. I mean, it annihilates him, lights him up like a White House Christmas tree. There was just no doubt about it. I mean, Joe Louis was superior that night. But I thought that at that point in time, that Joe Louis could have done something for black people in this country, and that he didn't. And then I scold him for that, and of course he's been gone now since like 1982, but the bottom line is when I met him in 1981, he was in no condition to talk about anything like this because of the fact that he had aged such and dementia and things like that. So, you know, when you look at the end of the day, you sort of wonder whether or not Joe Louis may have been, how can I put this, not prepared to do the Jack Johnson, to be the outspoken person. He was a working man's type of guy. He just wasn't the trash talker, the public person. I mean, he was humble Joe. And a lot of people want to point that out. And the fact that I think that he should have seized the opportunity and taken care of business is my opinion. Other people feel differently. People have weighed in differently on the website, ringtalk.com, on the article. And my next guest, of course, the great Kevin Perry of the City of Angels. He's African-American himself, or African-Canadian, or African-Jamaican. I don't know what to call you. What do we call you?
You can just call me...
Kevin Perry?
One wise black man.
Okay. One wise black man. Now, do you think I was a little harsh on Joe Louis this week?
I think maybe you're probably a little bit harsh on him, but I think just from the fact that he grew up in a different time than Muhammad Ali, and I think for him he's just a totally different human being. I mean, his whole demeanor, his personality is, I mean, they're like polar opposites. So, I mean, you could say that he could have done different things, this and that, but I think we were talking about this on the phone during the week, and if he was anything like Muhammad Ali or Jack Johnson, I don't think he would have ever got a shot at the title. So, or he would have never had the managers he did and people trying to put him in place, and he would have never become what he became for himself. So I think that's something that should be noted there.
So, but the bottom line is, though, he could have at least tried to step forward, in my mind. People say he lacked the education, but he could have stepped forward. I mean, he had to realize when he was entering toilets that said whites only, that there was a different standard for white people and black people in this country. And he could have, I mean, at the height of his popularity, after knocking out Max Schmeling, who was considered the hero of the entire world, especially the American world. And I think that white America would have embraced his desire to give black people more rights. How do you feel on that?
I think maybe if he would have kind of went the other way, he might have appeared to be a little bit more arrogant. And I'm not saying that he couldn't have been that person, but it's kind of hard for someone to be somebody that he's not. And I think the criticism is kind of a little bit overstated in that sense. You know, he's only can be himself. I understand, he did go into these different white-only places, but, you know, he was... he was a guy that had a status to white folks at that time, that he was more than just somebody that was black. He was more of a symbol of, like, America, I guess you could say, in the sense. And I guess there was white folks at that time that could identify with him because he was fighting a symbol of America, in the sense. And he just happened to be black. So they probably didn't look at him as being a black person. They just looked at him as, you know, a great professional athlete who was representing the United States.
So then why wouldn't it have been appropriate for him to stand up and say, you know what, it's really time that black people, I mean, because, you know, black people didn't really get civil rights until the Brown Superior Court ruling in the early 1950s, which allowed blacks to attend schools. And, of course, the blacks didn't get into college in this country until Justice Department back in the early 60s forced us on the University of Alabama when they had to put the National Guard down there to get two black students in the school. So what I'm trying to say is that had Joe Louis stepped forward, I think at that point in time, even with a minimal amount of effort, I'm not talking about going crazy and going off like Ali or Jack Johnson or anything like that, but had he just with a minimal amount of effort went forward and tried to advance the rights of, quote, colored people at the time, I think he might have made a fantastic contribution to the world. But I think the fact that Joe played golf on all white golf courses when the only black guys on the golf courses besides him were caddies and things like that, I think that says a lot about the man himself. I know you might not agree, and a lot of black people don't agree, and when I use that word, when I try to... So when I ask the question, was he an Uncle Tom or not, people say to me, man, how dare you say that about Joe Louis? But I'm just asking a question, you know. I mean, was he an Uncle Tom or was he just an opportunist that was a bit selfish at the time and took on rights that other blacks didn't have and took them for granted. And as long as he had them, he didn't care about anybody else.
Well, I think at the same time, I think I probably say this already. I think the people that were handling him, he was the type of person that had the ability to be heavyweight champion, that also had the personality for his managers to probably manipulate him and for him to not be the outspoken person, whether or not that was his personality or not. I think that he was the type of person that they could feel comfortable that he wouldn't, you know, be somebody that would be outspoken and maybe spark riots or have a different type of effect on, you know, the African-American psyche. So I think in that sense, you know, he played his part in history, and I think because of the person that he was, kind of opened up doors for other people, but he just did it in a different way in more of a quiet manner than Muhammad Ali, who was a little bit more flamboyant in that sense.
Okay, good enough. We're talking with Kevin Perry, KP Kevin Perry, of course. Kevin, real quick, what do we have on tonight on Showtime?
We have Abner Mares against Joseph Ekpeko, and I believe it's for the IBF Bantamweight Championship. Ekpeko is from Ghana. He's a very good fighter. They're both both fighters are actually part of this Bantamweight tournament that they had going on, which also had Yanni Perez and Vic D'Artagnan. It was a single elimination tournament. Yanni Perez fought his first bout against Joseph Ekpeko, which was a rematch. Joseph Ekpeko won that fight to win his title back, which is the IBF Bantamweight Championship. And Abner Mares beat Vic D'Artagnan. I think what I believe is a split decision victory. And so both these guys are going to go at it. It's definitely a pretty even fight on paper. Mares is much younger, I think around the age of 25, and Ekpeko is about 31 years old, I believe. And this is as pick'em of a fight as you can get. And I think most people, Mares is favored by as high as I think at 2 and 2.5 to 1, which I kind of think is crazy. But probably because he's 25 and, you know, boxing's a young man's sport.
So how does the bantamweight tournament get put together? I know this was put together before Nonito Donaire crushed Fernando Montiel, but how could you talk about the world's best bantamweights and not include Nonito Donaire in that?
Well, it's a bantamweight tournament. This fight doesn't necessarily decide who's the best bantamweight in the world, but the guy who wins this tournament, whether it's Mares or Ekpeko, I mean, definitely can make a case for being the best bantamweight, but obviously you can't really say you're the best so you beat the best guy, and I think that also goes for Nonito Donaire, although if he fought either guy, he'd be a heavy favorite, I'm sure at least as high as a 3 or 4 to 1 favorite over either guy. But, you know, I mean, it's boxing. That's why they fight the fights. You know, a lot of times you see guys that are supposed to blow guys away, and major upsets happen, like when James Kirkland fought Noburo Ishida from Japan. I mean, he was supposed to blow that guy away. I mean, James Kirkland was a killer, went in there, got knocked out in one round, knocked down 3 times. So you never know till they get in there, and, you know, guys are in the gym, and they really work hard, and, you know, anybody could be knocked out, anybody could be stopped, anybody could be beaten on points. You know, we're all human beings.
True, but Nonito Donaire, I think, is a class of 118-pound division right now. I think he has the ability to possibly move up to 122 and do things at 122 pounds. But right now, 118, I mean, when this tournament's over with, they're going to have to negotiate some type of fight with the winner of the tournament and Nonito Donaire to declare supremacy at 118. Would you agree?
You know what? It's really difficult because for one, Ekpeko is promoted by Don King. He's a high-risk, low-reward type of opponent where they probably cannot get options on him, or it's going to be very difficult to negotiate that type of fight. And then Mares is with Golden Boy, and we all know the relationship between Golden Boy and Top Rank. That might be the easier fight to make, in my opinion, just because Mars is a Mexican American. Actually, he's a Mexican national, but he lives in Southern California. So that might be an easier fight to make, just because Beko is from Ghana and he fights out of Brooklyn, and he doesn't really have much of a fan base. So that might be a much tougher fight to make.
Good enough. That's Showtime tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock here on the West Coast. KP, Kevin Perry, all the best to you, my brother, and thanks for all the work on the website.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of MMA, next up we bring up MMA, but before we do that, I bring in the sounds of East Bay Soul and Greg Adams, of course, the lead horn arranger, the founding member of Tower of Power, now on his own with East Bay Soul, and this is East Bay Soul.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Check it, 30 minutes past the hour, tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Online Broadcast Network and the Cable Radio Network. My next guest is off the hook as well, folks. He is Sammy Perez, slamming Sammy Perez. They call him All Jam. I believe he's a DJ as well back there in the area of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and Bethlehem, PA. But the bottom line is he is our MMA expert, and he's here to talk MMA. And we just heard Quentin Jackson losing a fight in Pride a few years ago. And now Quentin Jackson's going to take on John Jones for the UFC light heavyweight title in a couple of months from now. I like Jones a lot in this fight. Why is it I'm so Jones crazy here?
I think a lot of that has to do, Pedro, and I don't think you're crazy. The fact is that Jones is the new evolution of MMA fighter, a guy who is not only well-evolved in all facets of the game, but we're talking about a guy who is about 6'4" and fights at 205 pounds with a reach of about 84 inches, the longest reach in the UFC roster right now, the UFC history as well. No heavyweight has a reach as long as 84 inches. So with all that, and then the fact that Rampage's game hasn't evolved over the years, we know he's capable of taking you out with one punch. We know he has the vicious slams, but John Jones has been able to avoid the clinch of much better wrestlers than Rampage Jackson.
When's the last When's the last time Rampage Jackson slammed somebody in spectacular fashion? How long has it been? We're talking Pride?
You know, it's been a while, Pedro. As a matter of fact, we haven't seen one of those slams, I think, since he's come over to the UFC from the Pride days. I heard the intro when you had some of that voice of footage of the when he fought Shogun Rua in Pride, and it's right around those days was the last time he was actually slamming somebody. I think a lot of that has to do with the quality of the UFC fighters that he's been fighting.
Okay. We're talking with Slamming Sammy Perez, folks. Of course, UFC has got a fight night tomorrow night on Versus, which will soon be called NBC Sports. You surprised that Versus is going to go to this NBC Sports thing? I know they're all under the same umbrella, but is that going to give the programming more of a punch?
I would think so, Pedro. I'm not surprised at all. I mean, let's face it, we're talking about NBC. We're talking about one of the three, or if you want to count Fox, four major networks. And so, of course, yeah, for sure, the extra punch that you indicated that it will bring will definitely help Versus. Versus is making a move right now to kind of corner the UFC. And I think they're trying to inevitably take over the UFC from Spike. But from that standpoint, that if that should happen, I think there's rumors circulating that Spike is also ready to make a move with Bellator if that should happen.
And don't you think Bellator is, I mean, we've discussed this in the past, but they're exciting tournament format. I mean, don't you think that's sort of like a serial, sort of reminds me of a serial. And what I mean by a serial is S-E-R-I-A-L, not cereal that you eat. I mean, where you have an episode, and then you have the next episode, and then you have the next episode. And that's where Bellator sort of keeps me hooked, is that it's sort of like a cereal.
That's really a great way to analyze it, Pedro. I never really thought of it from that standpoint. But you're right. It is kind of like, in a sense, if you want to use that cereal terminology, it is kind of like a soap opera because every time you have an event, it's kind of like carried over from the previous event. I mean, the next event for Bellator will be next weekend, and the highlight or the main fight on that card is the featherweight tournament finale between Pat Curran and Marlon Sandro. These guys just fought literally a month ago in the semifinals, so it's a carryover, basically, and you're right. It's what keeps you intrigued.
Okay, was UFC, the UFC event you attended in Philadelphia last week, was that a snoozer? A lot of people complained about that.
It was a snoozer up until the main card. And so if people are complaining, they have a valid point through the preliminaries. I had sent out a tweet on Twitter before the main card came about saying that if things continue, Dana White won't have to worry about giving out any bonuses because all the fights were going to lackluster decisions, and then all of a sudden, boom, the main card came around, and it was just the opposite. All the fights ending in either the first or second round, dynamite fights. As a matter of fact, the fights were ending so fast on the main card that the entire fight card was over by quarter after 11 on Eastern time zone, where it normally would end around midnight. So that was very surprising. And if people were complaining, I don't know how they can. I mean, the main card delivered. And even though the prelim fights were a little dull, I mean, you get it for free on Facebook. So.
Okay, so who won the main? Who did win the main event?
The main event was inevitably won by Rashad Evans. He took out Tito Ortiz in the second round via TKO. And I have to tell you this, Pedro, being there live, I have to acknowledge something. I was always on the, as of late, indicating I'm not sure why Tito Ortiz is still in the UFC, especially his record in the last few years. And I understand he was actually a late replacement in this fight against Rashad. But last week in person, I realized why. He still draws a response when he comes out. I mean, that crowd and that arena was electric between Tito Ortiz's entrance and Rashad Evans' entrance. I was a little disappointed at the Philadelphia crowd. I saw a lot of empty seats at the Wells Fargo Center. But
Philly wasn't buying the car. They were staying home and watching it on TV. Man, I got to let you go, Slam and Sammy. Enjoy your three-week vacation.
We'll see you again soon. Take care.
All right. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, The Ghost, Robert Guerrero, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tom Bowes and the Tower of Power taking us to the break.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users. Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication, heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then we want to hear from you. We are a consumer products laboratory in Los Angeles, California, conducting a consumer trial for a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically for arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedics at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, recommends this new product for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before and after surgery. If you would like to participate in our consumer trial, please call 1-800-928-5290, and we will send you a one-week supply of our new pain relief product absolutely free. That's 1-800-928-5290. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping. All you have to do is pick up the phone, and we do the rest. So don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-800-928-5290 now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Joe Louis has done it again. He's on the comeback trail. Joe, will you say a word to the audience?
1 minute.
Oh, everybody, I'm glad I win.
That was Joe Louis' brief statement. You must have something more to say, Joe. You really fought a magnificent battle.
I hope I win. You ran the right to go back to the championship anyway.
Fine, old Joe. Okay. Joe Louis just been pulled out by Harry Bailo. And if I take a look across the ring, I'll see if it's possible to get over to Jack Sharkey. If he isn't in too bad.
That was the great Joe Louis, and of course being brought back by the great Tower of Power in Oakland, California next Saturday. It looks like August 21st right here in Oakland, California, right across the bay, right across from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Oakland's on the other side. If you ever watch an episode of The Simpsons when they escape from Alcatraz, Bart and the rest of the family wanted to swim to San Francisco, and I think Homer said, no, we got to go to Oakland. It's too expensive in San Francisco. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My next guest needs no introduction to the boxing world, folks. In fact, he is a three-division champion, a champion at 126, 130, and 135 pounds. Now he's been trying to make his mark at 140 pounds in a non-titled go with Marcos Medina. That's going to be August 27th on HBO from the HP Pavilion, the Shark Pond. You can call it what you want. It's got a whole bunch of different names. The bottom line is it is San Jose's biggest arena, and my next guest, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, will be on top. Robert, how are you, sir?
All right. How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing just fine. How's your lovely wife, Casey, doing?
Oh, she's doing great. She's doing 100%, and she's out there trucking.
Off and trucking, so her health is wonderful?
Oh, yeah, she's doing great. She's now a year and a half cancer-free, and, thank God for that. She's doing great.
So how are the kids?
Kids are getting big, and, getting big fast, and they're doing good. My daughter's already going into first grade, and my son's in preschool, so they're getting big fast.
So why the fight at 140? Because Juan Manuel Marquez is fighting Manny Pacquiao in November, and he won't give you a title shot until then or until after that. Is that why you're fighting at 140? Is that what prompted the move or what?
You got to make that move. Look for those best fights out there. And, 135, nobody's willing to get in the ring with me. So, I had to make that move to 140 pounds. And, I think it was a good move. Taking the fight with Madonna and, fighting for the WBA championship of the world. What kind of fighter I am. I mean, you know me since I was a kid, Pedro, and, we're us in the Bay Area, we're going to fight the best to be the best. So, that's why we take the best fights.
What does Medina bring to the dance besides being rough and rugged? I mean, what's his forte? What does he do best?
He carries a lot of power and, it puts a lot of pressure, and that's what gets to a lot of fighters is the type of pressure he puts, and by halfway through the fight, he keeps coming and really throws a lot of fighters off their game and breaks their concentration.
Okay, we're talking obviously with the Ghost, Robert Guerrero, and if you can't see him because he's the Ghost in the boxing ring, you can see him. He's 5'10". He's going to weigh 140 pounds just now. Five more pounds, does that mean you're going to go back to 135 after this, or are you going to stay at 140 if you're successful with Medina? What's the story on that? Can you tell us about the future?
I'm looking for the biggest fight. There's a big fight at 135 pounds, and, I'll make that move. But, my eyes are set on Medina and, at 140, and, God willing, everything goes good. Fight night, I'm going to look for that big fight, that next big fight. And, 140 pounds, I mean, there's a lot of fire out there. You got Bradley, you got Amir Khan, Victor Ortiz at 47. Mayweather just came back, Manny Pacquiao's at 47. So, you're right there in the mix, and, there's a lot of action there and a lot of great fights to be made.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and, of course, we broadcast live on Facebook as well. I got to ask you, Robert, you answered this before, but I want to ask you this again. If you were to fight Manny Pacquiao, would you demand random drug testing?
I'll go in there and fight. That's what I'm about. They do the test that they need to do. I'll just make it happen.
But if they do the test they need to do, how did Shane Mosley get by the test then? When he fought Oscar De La Hoya the second time, if they do the test that they're supposed to do,
I don't know. I just look for that big opportunity to go out there and fight the best, and you know, I'm going to come at my best. So
I think you're ducking. I think you're ducking. I think you're ducking and dodging the question here, Robert.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would ask for it. I would ask for it, and I think if you got nothing to hide, you know, just take the test. There ain't anything to hide.
All right,
you know, just do it.
Good enough. Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez. Does Marquez have a shot here, or is he too small?
I really feel he's too small at that weight. You know, Pacquiao's on his game at that weight class, and, you know, he's lightning fast, very strong. I think Marquez maxes out at 135.
Interesting. We're talking with Robert Ghost Guerrero, folks, of course, who puts his once-beaten record on the line. August 27th at the HP Pavilion. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster at the HP Pavilion. You name it, you can get a ticket to this fight. There's plenty of seats. It's like a 19,000-seat arena. So I guess a lot of Gilroy will be in the house, huh?
Oh, yeah, there'll be a lot of Gilroy out there. Everybody's excited, you know, coming back to the Bay Area, you know, especially right there, San Jose, so close to Gilroy. You know, everybody's excited to be coming out and to see me live. You know, for the last year and a half, I've been you know, out of town last 2 years. So, you know, I'm excited to be coming back, and I think it's going to be a treat for, you know, all the Bay Area fans out there, you know, especially, you know, having an event with Marcos Maidana, who is, you know, one of the toughest guys out there that just keeps coming. So, you know, it's going to be an action-packed fight, and I think it is a treat for all the fans.
Okay. How much of boxing in your mind is physical and how much is mental, and what percentage does concentration play in this?
I think it's 50-50. You know, you got to be really mentally focused all the time in the ring. You know, a lot of guys, they can stay focused, you know, 5, 6 rounds, 8 rounds, and then they start falling apart towards the end. And what brings it out of them a lot of times is fatigue. And, you know, fatigue will really, really show true guys' colors. And, you know, I think you got to be in tremendous shape, and also you got to be mentally focused and mentally strong every time you get in that ring.
Okay. Some of the fights that have happened of late, Tim Bradley and Devon Alexander fought earlier this year at 140 pounds, and then Devon Alexander got that questionable decision against Walter Mathanzi, I believe, about a month ago. Do you think something needs to be done as far as judging is concerned? I mean, you put your life in judges' hands, your professional life in judges' hands, and when there are incompetent judges involved, anything can happen, as we saw in that fight with Devon Alexander a few weeks ago in St. Louis, Missouri. Take that back in Atlantic City. Do you ever worry about that when you go into the ring? Do you look around and think, geez, are these guys together? Are these guys competent? Are these guys incompetent? I mean, does that cross your mind at all?
I mean, going into the ring, I mean, it doesn't cross my mind at all. You know, I go in there to fight. That's all I'm thinking about is what I got to do and, you know, go out there and give it my best. You know, but, I mean, there should be something done, you know, where you know, these judges out there, they got to be on it, because it doesn't just hurt the fighters, but it hurts a lot of the fans too, and it really kills boxing when you see bad decisions, and you know, that it's bad for the sport. So I really think they need to all start sharpening up and really getting on their game.
Is MMA taking boxing fans away from boxing, in your opinion, because of some of the bad decisions that people see on TV? I mean, you turn on TV and you see a fight like the Devon Alexander fight, and you say to yourself, man, you know what? This boxing looks a little shaky to me. And then you've got the UFC and MMA guys going out there and, for the most part, knocking people dead or knocking people out. Their fights are faster. Do you think boxing should, maybe we should reduce the amount of rounds in a boxing match and possibly make it a little bit more exciting so guys would fight a little harder? What do you think of that?
I think it's good where it's at. But I do think what's really hurting boxing is you know, a lot of fighters ducking and dodging other fighters. You know, champions dodging champions. For instance, me and Marquez. I mean, it's been a few years already, and, you know, a lot of people want to see the fight, you know, except him. So, you know, I really think it goes back to, you know, you got to be that throwback type of fighter where, you know, everybody's fighting everybody. Champions fighting champions. You know, you're going to fight the best, and the best is going to fight the best, because, you know, that's what the fans want. that's what the fans want, and you know, that's what's going to put out the best fights. So that's where I really think what turning boxing is a lot of champions ducking and dodging.
Ducking and dodging. We're talking with Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks. August 27th, HBO, of course, live from the HP Pavilion, the San Jose Shark Tank. Call it what you want in San Jose, California. But the bottom line is he will be in the main event against Marcos Medina. Now, Medina's tough. He's strong. He punches hard. No question about that. Any difference in your – any different approach to his fight in your game plan as far as training is concerned, or is it just you're doing the same thing that you normally do?
Just doing the same thing I normally do. You know, double up on a couple of things like push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups. You know, but just working hard. I mean, you know, nothing substitutes hard work. And, you know, you just got to get out there and work hard and give it your all and be 100% prepared. And like I said, you got to be 100% prepared and also 100% focused to be getting in that ring.
Are you doing any work with Snack for this fight?
No, I've been working with my manager, Bob Santos, who's just doing a tremendous job with me. And, you know, I'm feeling great the way I'm going right now. It's very strong and very fast.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao, we talked to him time and time and time again. Of course, him being the most popular fighter in the world, according to Google.com, there's more searches on him than any other fighter in the world as far as boxing is concerned. Do you ever think someday that Manny will step up and you and him will clash? Do you dream about that? Do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, that's the biggest fight out there. You know, I really think I am going to get the shot. You know, take care of business at the 27th. You know, that's the main focus. But, you know, I really feel that I'm going to get the shot with the guy, with Manny Pacquiao. And, you know, he's that type of fighter where he's fighting everybody. So, you know, I don't think he'll run and duck and hide. And, you know, he's going to fight the best. So I really think I'll get the shot at him.
Manny's never beat a fighter that's been faster than him and has better reach than him, and that's what Mayweather brings to the dance. Longer reach, faster hands, better combinations, better foot speed. Who wins that fight, Mayweather or Pacquiao?
You know, it's hard to say right now. You know, I haven't seen Floyd in like 2 years, so, you know, I want to see how he looks against Victor Ortiz. But, you know, like you said, I mean, he quick hands, you know, quick feet. Defense is tremendous, and the one thing you see with Floyd Mayweather is he's never out of shape, ever, even on his off time. I mean, you see him, and he's just incredible shape all the time. So, you know, I'm interested to see how he comes, but, I mean, it's going to be a great fight. I give the edge to Floyd Mayweather because of, you know, he just has such a tremendous defense, and also he's able to adapt to whatever comes at him.
Okay, he seems to be able to figure fighters out pretty quickly in the first couple of rounds. So you think he'll figure Victor Ortiz out pretty quickly or what?
I think he already has him figured out. You know, he's one of the – I you know, seeing Floyd Mayweather, he's one of those guys where, I mean, he's just so sharp, so fast, where also, you know, in and out of the ring, I mean, psychologically he gets into your head and he gets you thinking that you can't win the fight. So, you know, he's very good at that, and, you know, that's where his edge is going to be also is, you know, Victor Ortiz being a young fighter.
Okay, one more question. Andre Ward and Andre and Carl Froch in a fight next Saturday in Atlantic City. Who wins that?
Oh, definitely Andre Ward. Man, I mean, he's looking like a monster. You see Andre, I mean, he's just coming and he's just dominating the division. I think he's he blows through a Froch, but... I think he blows through Froch, you know, even faster than he did with Kessler. So, you know, I mean, he's on it. He's on his game, and I don't think anybody's stopping him.
From the crib, the 3 world titles and now possibly a 4th world title. I love you. I have all the hope and desire that you're successful on August 27th, folks. I'm talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero, a classy guy and a great, good family man. I want to wish you all the best, young man. You take good care of yourself, okay?
Hey, thank you, Pedro. I'll see you there.
All right. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Tower of Power, and some sexy soul taking us to the break back when Brent Carter was on lead singer, of course, back in 1998.
Remember when we met? We listened to the radio. Savings is everything during Toyota's nationwide clearance event. Right now, your Toyota dealer has the summer's best deals on all your favorite models. Visit your local Toyota dealer to find the fuel-efficient vehicle you've been looking for. And right now, get 0% APR financing for a full 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or Tundra. Plus, get $500 bonus cash on Camry or $1,000 bonus cash on Tundra. Or choose 0% APR financing for 36 months on some of our most fuel-efficient models, including Corolla, Highlander, Sienna, Avalon, and Venza. But hurry, the nationwide clearance event ends soon.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. 0% APR financing for 36 months with $2,778 per $1,000 borrowed. On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, offers exclude Matrix and hybrid models. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 9611.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
You're going to work hard all day. At the end of the week, you go.
58 minutes past the hour, make it 59 minutes past the hour. That's simple as that. That's the Tower of Power tune that Huey Lewis and the News brought to a hit as well, of course, circa 1982 with Michael Jeffries on lead singer. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I want to thank my guests, Slammin' Sammy Perez, Kevin Perry, and, of course, the great Robert the Ghost Guerrero, August 27th on HBO and down at the HP Pavilion. I think I screwed up this Facebook broadcast again today. I have to get it right this week with my producer. I'm talking about my TV producer, Mr. Ricardo Rivera. I want to thank my audio producer and my radio producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. He is the greatest at what he does. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. I'll see you soon. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA.